There's no getting around it. The current time, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the dubious goals. Yeah. Oh. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am in fact the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And this is one of those days. I've got nothing. I've got nothing for you. I did not sleep well. I woke up way too early. And I can still hear chainsaws. The weather got a little bit weird last night. It was a perfectly still day. And then sometime around midnight, the wind came up and there were just these huge gusts. And I woke up this morning and it was kind of warm. Meaning it was above freezing. It was like 6 or 7 degrees. But now, about 2 hours later, the temperature has actually dropped. And now it's like 2 degrees. And I thought it was going to be a nice day, but no, the wind is still blowing. It's just weird, very strange. And now there's actually snowflakes falling out of the sky, just barely. I think it rained overnight, or at least it rained this morning. I didn't hear it, but, you know, everything is wet. It's starting to dry off. Now, my deck was wet, and now it's kind of dry. The wind is still blowing again. I kind of thought it was going to be a nice day. It is not going to be a nice day. And that explains all the chainsaws. I mean, if there was big wind last night, that means, you know, all kinds of stuff came down. Tree parts wise. So, just chainsaw noise. There's dampness. It's overcast. Yeah, I don't know what's going on outdoors. I guess I'm not going to find out. although I'm kind of, yeah, no, I was going to run out and check my mail. There's no mail to be checking today. There's no mail today. This is Super Jesus Day. Okay, that's cool. Guess I'm not doing anything for the next 24 hours. Yeah, that's fine. I'll just watch some movies. And maybe mess around with my synth because, well, I gotta do a show tomorrow. And that's fine. What am I gonna do today, though? Did I do any synth last night? Well, I was messing around with things, and I did try something. But that didn't work out. Oh, and I fixed a little problem. Probably a problem you didn't even notice. Basically, what was going on was something was getting slightly out of sync. Even though everything is clocked together, this is analog stuff. Things do start to drift. And I've noticed this in the past. My modulation machine kind of will be a little bit slacky. Well, that's what it was doing for this patch anyway, and I realized, well, why don't I just reset it? Because it has a reset in, it has a, you know, clock reset in. I thought, well, what am I going to reset it from? I'd have to do all this weird patching and blah, blah. No, I could just use itself to reset it. So I took an output from one of its channels, plugged it into the reset input, and gave it a reset, and it seems to have fixed the problem. Well, here, let me demonstrate. Okay. Here we have the bass line. Boom, 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 boom. Fairly muted. Kind of boring after a while. Well, there's a little bit of modulation that affects the cross frequency modulation of the runaway oscillator here. It sounds like this. Gorp. Every once in a while, you get those weird, strangely accented notes. That little click is part of that modulation. Why doesn't that never smooth out? So every once in a while you get this note that is accentuated with the sort of quacky. Wah. There was the two out of those three. Okay, well, the problem was that sometimes the modulation wouldn't line up exactly with when the note gets gated. And so there would be this sort of grrp, this blarp, this weird hiccup that sounded really bad. Sometimes it was at the beginning of the note, sometimes it was at the end, and it was just, it was not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. I gotta readjust all these levels. Yeah, so here's this stuff all again. Yeah, but yeah, I get sick of that fill real fast. Okay, so maybe I should show you what else I tried to do. This was an interesting idea that it just sort of failed, didn't it? Yes, it did. All right, this requires two hands. Let me plug in this little thingy. But what I did, what I was messing with, is I took a copy of the of what? Of pitch. I took pitch out of, well, I had to copy something for some, there's copies of pitch. So I'm taking one of those and I'm plugging it into another thing here. And then we're going to take a cable and we're going to trigger this other source out of the magic trigger machine. And so now we get this. Let's reset everything. And I'm going to turn this off because we don't need it. Oh, and I gotta turn it on. Okay, so there's the bass line, some drums, and that automatic melody that changes every once in a while. Then we add this.
tune it.
I tried for an hour last night. And that went out of its range. Okay. Enough of this nonsense. Let's do it the hard way. What note is that? We gotta find some notages here. Let's go like this. Okay, note finding time. Okay. I need three hands. That's about as close as I can get it. That's terrible. Start it up, Tobe. That sounds terrible. Oh, and we lost the drums. This is not good. And okay, we recovered. Yay. And see, the thing that's a cool idea about this, but doesn't this is cool trigger tricks, and I don't feel like doing this today. I don't want to do this. I've got better crap to do. So yeah, this didn't work for various reasons. But this is something that I will exploit in the future, because this is a brilliant idea. And then we throw this in too. Oh, you want a complex lead line? That would be, I gotta go two-handed here. That would be sheer brilliance if it would work. And once you unplug the pitch, then it goes random. That's almost not terrible. Although it's a little monotonous. Plus it's going through the delay, so we're not getting any of the advantages of really doing the trigger tricks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't need that. Which kind of leads me to believe that we don't need this either. As beautiful as that almost is, trying to dial that in. Okay, so, being as there hasn't been anything going on with this, why are we even sitting here? I don't know. Something is still weird. Why is that not synced up properly? Well, I must have started something wrong. Okay, that's fine. I don't want to do this anymore anyway. So, let's do something else.
Okay, Brenda?
Funded.
Present. Astronomy kit. Present. Ghost bear. Ghost bear. Uh-oh. Tardy again. Oh, ghost bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
We'll be right back. boxers. Big, big monkey man.
Okay, fun. A little Monkey Man by The Specials there. Oh, classic Toots and the Maytals track. And of course, before that, we had Nanga Def by YMO Not. So I'm just going to sit here for a second and soak in some of this Lad Allen Doan we've got going on in the background here. And if I understand him correctly, I think he's actually going to show up tomorrow. And he might do 10 or 15 minutes of deep space ambient. And I'll do my dorky little thing. Because that's fun. And I'm kind of surprised I didn't hear back from Tara. Still don't know if I'm doing that thing yet, so... Should I be working on stuff? I probably should, but I'm getting kind of hungry and I'd rather watch a movie instead. So let me just say that you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and off.